today's hearing? How many do you have for us?
One.
You only have one?
No, I'm sorry, Allen.
And that's the only one for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we'll be ready whenever you are. We can go and... Who has it, Mr. Allen? Okay, then. We're ready when you are. Yes, sir. The Honorable Mr. Jesse will be serving as the lead for your panel hearing this afternoon, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. Sir, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Name is Tavona, 2674.
Okay, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting a hearing today. You have the... To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as your panel lead today, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, sir. Prior to your hearing today, sir, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you do have a booking number and a departmental report number on your warrant, so I'm also going to give you the opportunity to take the bill. You either completely say that it's true or false, or you can take the fifth. The reason you're given that option is that these proceedings are tape recorded, and anything you say can and will be used against you, could be used against you in a court of law. The attorneys could have these recordings subpoenaed in the court, okay?
Yes.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by knowingly entering and remaining unlawfully in a fenced residential structure without lawfully authority on March 27, 2018 in Maricopa County. Sir, is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. So the next allegation on the warrant states that you're violating the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by using equipment, product, or material of any kind which is primarily intended or designed for use in manufacturing, compounding, converting, concealing, producing, processing, preparing, injecting, ingesting, inhaling, or otherwise introducing into the human body a controlled substance on or about March 27, 2018 in Maricopa County. So is that true or false, would you like to take the pill?
That's fine.
You said that's false?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Given that you said that allegation number two is false, sir, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information on that allegation.
Yes, sir.
You ready for me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Allegation number two, this information was provided by Officer Lynch T. of the Phoenix Police Department. On 3/27/2018, in approximately 1231 hours, the Cactus Precinct Neighborhood Enforcement Team, Phoenix Police Department, was policing the area located around 4810 North Black Canyon Highway, Phoenix, Arizona. BHP conducted security around the abandoned building with a large chain link fence around it. BHP then made contact with the offender, which was later identified as the offender through Arizona ID card, who ran out of the abandoned building heading west when the offender was taken to the ground and placed in handcuffs. Phoenix PD struggled with the offender because he failed to open his clenched fist. When the offender opened his clenched fist, a small glass pipe fell to the ground and shattered. Phoenix PS stated that the pipe had burn marks and white crystal residue present inside the pipe. The offender was transported to the 4th Avenue Jail and booked for one count of drug paraphernalia. There is no follow-up on that, sir.
Okay, I'm just trying to just look something up out here.
I was just looking to verify there's no follow-up.
I'm gonna make a motion at this time. I'll see how it goes. I'm not is allegation number two, which he says is false. However, I am going to make a motion on allegation number one based on his admission. Find that he was in violation on allegation number one. Allegation number two, because it's just not clear to me, I'm going to find that he's not in violation on allegation number two. I'm going to notify that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways for our company.
Second.
There's been motion and second. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones. Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright.
Because of allegation number two, I disagree.
Allegation number two, I disagree with the motion also.
Okay, so we got a motion. Let me just make sure I got this right. We made the motion, second by Mr. Quinones. Disagree, Dr. Wright. Disagree, Mr. Neal. So what does that leave us with that? With two and two.
Leave us to debate.
Well, may I speak?
Yes.
Because that interpretation is loose, I'm willing to go that he was in violation out of the totality of what the officer wrote down. I still say it would have been a bit clearer if it was just straight possession versus using, but if we want to get down to brass tacks, we can still interpret it that way. So I'm willing to change my position.
Yeah, and I'm still at the same place. I just thought it's possession of paraphernalia, but it's demonstrated by using equipment, and it doesn't have the, you know, he says it's false, you know, that he was tackled to the ground, he had it in his hand, he wasn't in possession or something, but I'm just not quite clear. I'm just really not clear on that word. Maybe that's the technical wording of it, but it's something that's just not real clear to me. So I guess if we make another motion, or what do we do, Dr. Wright? Because there's no word mark on the board.
I think we make the counter motion for allegation number one. We don't make it.
Allegation number one is he admits allegation number two of
we don't have a counter motion.
Well, I could just, you know, we have a motion, it was 2-2, and then to change it, then I could just mark it in violation.
Then it was amended, and I think that allowed us, but it was amended to, since it was a tie.
Did I have this, pardon me, gentlemen, but did I have this backward, or does phase one have to be unanimous?
You're right.
Okay.
It does not have to be. Phase two has to be unanimous because you would end up with a counter motion if it was phase two. This is phase one. Therefore, it did not pass. That's my interpretation. I believe that's what you were about to say. Am I correct, Mr. Stewart?
No, I was just saying that if it's 3-1 on the phase one, does it stand or does it have to be unanimous?
Phase one. There's not a, my interpretation is for phase one, there's not a, there's not a counter motion. If it was phase two, it would be a counter motion. Therefore, we can't have a counter motion. Therefore, with phase one, it fails because it was a tie.
Okay.
If it was phase two, and that's why I was in the air, if it was phase two, then we would debate until we agreed.
Okay.
Therefore, if I was marking it, and I'm not saying this is what you do, Mr. Johnson, I would mark it as that it was a tie and that it, and that,
Okay, I'm going to mark it, because if it's a tie, if it's 2-2, it's a tie, so it's not mark it as, the motion was that he wouldn't be in violation, that his tutor's too tired, so it means that the motion fell, so that he is in violation.
Yes, sir, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know how you write it, but yes, sir. But he is in violation.
Based that on other information, the warrant, I'm going to make a note on here to say motion. I'm going to make a little note on here. Okay, I'm going to mark up the motion not in violation fell. Okay, so so the motion is to find, the motion is did find an allegation number one based on his admission, and allegation number two based on split vote. The motion was to find that he was delinquent and he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, as he admitted to by allegation number two, and based on the information and the warrant. You admitted to number one, and based on information and allegation number two on the warrant and information from the testimony from Mr. Turner, parole officer, that when I also find that he was in violation, as the motion to find him not in violation failed. I think that'll be clear. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. I'm going to say it's clear, but I'm going to listen to the board member has that.
Okay. So I'm going to go on, to phase two of the allegations. So during phase two, we're going to make a determination whether you vote or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from Mr. Turner. And then we're going to go over some information with you. And then we're going to get any information that you'd like to present to the board, Mr. Allen. We're going to start out with Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Allen was released from ADC custody on 2/8/2018 and arrested on 3/27/2018 by Phoenix PD on ADC warrant and new charges. New felony charges of drug paraphernalia, possession of drug paraphernalia, and misdemeanor charges of criminal trespassing and resisting arrest. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4/4/2018, to the CSED of 1/8/2019, no abscond days. Current convictions, 2014 commitment B, count one, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2014 commitment C, count one, promoting prison contraband, 5 years. 2014 commitment D, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2011, commitment A, count two, robbery, 1 year. Second term in ADC custody, CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. STG information is self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Gangster Disciples. Prior terms of supervision, 2012 TIS release, absconded for 101 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, possession of manufacturing intoxicants notated. Other arrest, 2009 marijuana violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2010 marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. Visit GV score of G5, V6. Status of charges, as of 5/25/18, the county attorney's office stated they have not yet received charges submitted by Phoenix PD.
Okay, so those are pending. Okay, did you say, did he have any abscond time on this?
On this one, no.
Okay. I see that you were released February 8th of 2018. You were released from Lewis Second Chance Program. You were approved placement at Free Bay, located at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. Then it looks like on February 23rd, you were moved to another Free Bay location at 2719 West Merlin Avenue. Then on March 2nd, You were discharged from group day because you failed to comply with the rules, curfew, failing to attend counseling, and an outstanding balance. So, looks like on March 2nd, you were given permission to reside at 2601 West Claremont Street, building 1098, Phoenix, Arizona. Where was that at, sir?
That's my house.
That was your house?
Yes.
Okay. So is that where you were residing at the time you were arrested, sir?
Yes.
So this remaining unlawful and offense residential structure, where was that at?
That was say 2 blocks away from the halfway house.
2 blocks away from the halfway house. What were you doing there, sir?
Not last week, is it now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. When I first came to Peabody, in a matter of a couple of days, I noticed a guy across the street that got kicked out of Peabody. At 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, across the street. At 5 o'clock in the morning, he's still across the street. So at this time, I got employed at Waste Management. So I see him one morning. I asked him, what are you doing? And he told you from Florida. You don't have nowhere to go. So I see this cat, you know, a lot of people. I tell him one day, I said, you know what, I'm going to take you to my house, man, and let you take a shower and stuff, you know, we can't impress him up, this, man. This is, when I go home, this is like about two and a half weeks later, I go home. So I said, I'm going to take you to my house, let you take a shower, you know, impress him up. Okay, upon this, I will come, get off work, Waste Management, I'm working in Waste Management, 12 hours a day, you know, sometimes 10, you know, but most of the time 12. And I said, I take him home, and I asked him, I said, hey, where do you be at? This particular building that they talk about, he showed it to me, you know, first hand, this hand, he got a gun down, this group, and saying, at my time, I did not know half the pills in this building. You know, people would come out and I was exaggerating when I said it, but there's a lot of people that I did not know. So, okay. I get off work, you know, I got 2 fifth grades plus a degree there. Sometimes I think about it, you know, my fiance, she cook, I think about it. I tell him something, you know what I mean? This particular thing, I really want to look for the film, you know, and I've been looking for him. He's not in there. By the time I come up with him, the police officer comes to the room and say, okay, come up out of there, you know, he wants me to come through but he got that side of the room. He wanted me to come through. I said, I'm gonna come out the door, I just came out of it. So when I come up out of the door, I just tackle. Now this is this particular area was this thing. You got about 150, 200 markers being sleeping under here at night. You know, and so when he tackles me, it's like five, six officers tackle me, boom. And then it's all kind of paraphernalia, all kinds of things they came around this building. And one police officer said, when he fall down, he said, get that. He had that in his hand. I said, well, I didn't have that in my head. You know, and then they came to a big old thing. It's 5 officers. I don't understand how one officer put on a report that I got. Now, I had a violation for the trespass. Keep in mind, I admit to that because I was in that area. But I was looking for this guy, I think what they call him, I was looking for this guy, take him home with me once again to shower up, you know, feed him a little bit, you know, go about his way. I have no ways. I dropped 2 times, I had no way to raise. I'm in the world, I got my own life. Everything was going good for me, sir. Everything's going where it's supposed to be going. And to this mishap. Now, this one particular incident, all of this comes about. But in my view, if I had to tell him, I don't know what, I get arrested for the paraphernalia, I get arrested for it, and the judge gave it off to me, and a week later, they bring me to the UFC. Okay, I'm back to the UFC. Now, I'm number 2 y'all. Now, if I was number 2 y'all, if I had a charge given, a felony charge given, I would be number 2 y'all. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm thinking to myself, if the charge that one group is like 500 officers. So I'm thinking that one officer said one thing and 4 other officers had to say something different. They had to. If not, I'm gonna
going to be here, I'm going to be in the squad, and obviously we'll be in the county fighting that, that was his charge.
All right, well, we don't have any of that information, so we don't have a police report, but, you know, we don't have any information that we have in the warrant. I do want to go over some other information with you, sir, so, in your program, it does say that, you had run, you announced this testing, which is signed in color pink, you were responsible for doing, I mean, in your warrant, it says you had run sample that was negative, but it says that you were referred to CHC for substance abuse counseling, but you never attended the assessment. Why didn't you go to the assessment for the substance?
No, because, what she said, when she sent me home, when she went home, that night she said, she said, I verified her employment, and then she came to the house, Monday, and she told me, she said, I'm not only going to be your parole officer, I'm going to give you a new parole officer. She said, now, this particular parole officer, she comes out to see you. And she says, since I'm not going to be your parole officer, they assigned me another parole officer. She said, you're going to do counseling. I said, that's fine. But she wasn't the parole officer that did do counseling. I wouldn't go find out about the counseling until my next visit. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I never made it to the next visit to see the other parole officer. You understand what I'm saying? Because she came out to the house. And she said, you know, I'm going to be counseling. I said, I'm fine with that. But I never got a chance to see the other parole officer to set up the counseling. So it wasn't that I intentionally, I didn't want to go around, I was trying to get out of the one. I never got a chance to see the other parole officer to set up the day to one.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. So there are no additional questions coming from the board, so we're coming up on a conclusion of the hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, sir.
All right. The board's going to go into discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line, Howard, to remain silent while you're on the line. The board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So based on the information contained in this warrant, 2018W0990, according to the information that he was on the property, and was trespassing, he was arrested. According to the report that when he was arrested, he did have possession of a glass pipe that apparently broke at the time that he was actually arrested. According to his PO, he was assigned, he did take one UA, which was negative, and he was assigned to go to CHC for substance abuse counseling, but he never attended the assessment for that. But Mr. Allen says that he changed POs, and that was the reason why he didn't have the opportunity to actually go. Statement that he just told us about why he was there on that property, that there's a bunch of homeless people there, and he had seen a guy, and he had been, he had friended him, and actually was going to take him some food, but he changed the story and said that he was going to check on the guy to pick him up, to take him back to his house so he could shower and get him fed. But I'm going to say, based on the information contained in the warrant and the information that we have, I think it would be more suitable for Mr. Allen go ahead to continue his time in DOC. He will be released on January 8th of 2019. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I agree, sir.
Okay, well, based on that information, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Allen, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or was about to lapse into criminal ways or competent.
Second.
Agree.
With motion by myself, second by Mr. McReynolds, agree. With Mr. Neal, agree. Dr. Wright?
Disagree.
Okay. Okay, so the bill is voted to revoke the community supervision. You will be released on January 8th of 2019. During that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You won't have to report to the parole officer. So I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
All right.